Everybody. Today I'm talking about a healthy relationship and one you may not have considered. Have you got a healthy relationship with the news? It's the first thing that we do in the morning, many of us. We reach for the phone or turn on the TV or radio to check that news. It's no wonder we do, what with all that's happened in the world over the last few years. But might this habit be harmful to our health? News seems to be growing in volume and constancy. The fact that we now have a shorter news cycle, referred to as the 24-hour news cycle, assures us that there will always be some new news. Our news isn't just local anymore, the kind that impacts us, our lives, and our home. Now we have to see it all, local, national, global, and not much of it seems like good news nowadays. We have such ease of access, with 24-hour feeds going to our smartphones, our laptops, our TVs. However, that very ease of access means that avoiding doom-laden headlines can be hard. When I think about the news, my thoughts go to the beginning of the pandemic. We were served with and consumed news constantly. We were interested because what was happening in the world was like nothing we'd ever seen. I could feel myself becoming overwhelmed. Watching the news quickly grew to be a love-hate relationship for me, and it seemed like it was an in-your-face ever reminder that I was no longer in control of my little world, even my little home. To make matters worse, that control had been removed without my permission. For many people, the news, or even constant news, is never an issue. They can read the news and move on. However, studies in the United States have highlighted that for some people, an obsession with the news can impact both mental and physical health. In study results from the University of Nevada at Reno, one professor likened the consuming of news to an addictive behavior. He saw the use of news as a form of emotional regulation or a form of avoidance of life, and even the loss of control over how much we let it rein our thoughts and mood. Studies ensued after that to determine the difference between those who consume excessive amounts of news without it causing them any problems and those for whom news consumption became problematic. Problematic news consumption is defined as being absorbed in news content and constantly worrying about the news and stressful events, compulsively checking the news, or experiencing interference in our everyday life because of the consumption of news. Problematic consumption is particularly harmful in the news when it focuses on negative and threatening issues and events. We all know that the more extensive the crisis or disaster, the more coverage it gets. So there may be mental and physical effects. You know, those with problematic news consumption had significantly greater mental and physical health than those whose consumption was not problematic. Problematic news consumption can create stress. It activates psychological responses that can have physical repercussions. Health symptoms, stress, anxiety, sleep problems, fatigue, physical pain, poor concentration, gastrointestinal issues are just a few of the symptoms reported by folks who were becoming overwhelmed with the news. Some studies show that it, particularly in women, negative news significantly increases physiological reaction to the stressor that they witness. So a shocking news story may have physical effects long after someone having seen it. Just thinking about this, I have some very, very clear images in my mind of the news that I've seen, and it still impacts me today. When we perceive something as threatening, levels of our stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, all increase. That's a normal survival mechanism that's helped us physically survive as a species for thousands of years. The same mechanism is activated when we see or hear threatening news. So is the media responsible? Well, I don't know about you, but I've noticed a shift in the news intent and an increase in the use of sensationalism since the COVID-19 pandemic began and in the last couple of election cycles. Some studies suggest that the media's focus on sensational news coverage and negative stories is partly to blame. Sensational news content is designed to elicit an emotional response from audiences, thereby increasing viewing and readership. That, in turn, sells ads and makes money. These tactics used to be restricted to mass market tabloid newspapers, but now it seems it's increasingly widespread. Now, I will admit to using some sensationalism in my email subject lines or blog titles. Please don't judge or sort by that. I do value your readership and your comments about my content. But now that you know me, I hope you'll realize that my intent is toward provoking thought and educating the consumer. I cover not only the what, I cover the decisions that are at hand about the what. Not the decisions you should make or must make, but the factors you got to consider while you're making them. As a consultant and a coach, my MO and my duty to you is to make sure that you have the most information to make the best decisions. That's my jam, and it's my commitment to you. It makes sense, though, that sensational headlines and stories are written for maximum impact. News sells, after all. One Australian study found that people were more likely to mistrust and therefore avoid outlets that relied on sensational or fear-invoking headlines to attract audiences. Why then are we drawn to tabloids? Why are they not out of business if folks disdain the tactic or find that the content inside is lacking credibility? It boggles the mind. Perhaps that's the addictive allure. Whether we react to the news depends to some extent on the kind of news. There's hard news and soft news. Examples of hard news could be topics like politics, the economy, international conflicts, and social issues that are timely or very urgent. It's the hard news that's most likely to lead to an emotional response. Hard news shocks, it frightens, it disturbs, and it alarms. It can leave the audience feeling alienated or disempowered, helpless, and worst of all, apathetic. Soft news deals with the lighter, less time-sensitive topics like culture, entertainment, lifestyle, celebrity news. I'll bet most health and healthy news is soft news. Perhaps the stuff that's good for us is boring. You know, we could avoid the news. One way of dealing with any ill-at-ease feelings that stem from the consumption of news might be to avoid it. However, this can be hard to do in a world where news is available constantly and at the touch of a screen. My initial reaction to the idea of take no action, don't watch the news, was, what? Avoid the news? No way. I could never, especially now. Just the suggestion of it evoked a serious FOMO in me. You know, I remember a time I was sitting with my aunt, and I heard her phone ring, and my aunt took no action to answer it. After the fourth ring, I said, aren't you going to answer that? She looked at me blankly and simply said, no. I thought her lack of immediate response to be very odd or rude, and then I thought it was intriguing, even empowering. It was not long after that I found myself employing her method, one of choice and of calm. I was with friends and I didn't answer a call. Part of me delighted in how that confounded the people around me. but I also felt more in control. I had realized that I had a choice in the matter, and because I had choice, no knee-jerk or Pavlovian reaction was required of me. Now, this next idea is not mine either. I read it online early in the pandemic. As a solo ager, I weathered the pandemic alone. I was my own pod. There was nobody to discuss the news with, to temper it. I distinctly remember feeling relief when I was introduced to the concept that I could limit my consumption of the news, limit my news intake. Looking back, I think I heard it on NPR, which ironically is a news outlet. But I was able at that time to grasp the idea. Perhaps I wouldn't feel so overwhelmed if I could just stop the news for a little bit. Turns out I was mad, unnerved about my lack of control during the onset of the pandemic. I remember I was leading a group online during the first 2 weeks of the shutdown, you know, our stay-at-home orders. I was facilitating a discussion about common overwhelm and feeling out of control with all that had been thrust upon us. I announced to the group, I remember feeling so smug, I announced to the group that on that very morning, I had made my bed because I could. I could control that. It was something at a time of little else that I could control. With this new idea of limiting my consumption to the news, I liked the fact that I had a choice. Perhaps I had been too knee-jerking in my response to the news, and it was making me feel funky. So I did what I'm about to suggest to you. There are studies to support the benefits of experimenting with our news time and about getting to know ourselves a little bit better. How about we try an experiment? And the goal here is to develop a healthier relationship with the news. If you're finding that your mood is affected or that you're preoccupied with the news, then it might be a great time to take a break from it. Consider staying off all news channels or outlets for 2 or 3 days and see how your mood changes and your thinking. Then try doing something to replace the news, such as going for a walk with a friend or reading a book. A study in the United States conducted during the first year of COVID-19 found that that was indeed how people coped with the constant stream of negative news. Now, I'm not advising that we stop following the news, but I do want people to consider having a healthier relationship with it. The most important thing is for people to become more aware about how consuming the news is making them feel and the impact that it's having on their day-to-day lives. Well, there's worry mode. News that you can't do anything about can be just as distressing as news that affects us directly. Our threat mechanisms are activated by seeing images of threatening things happening to other people, such as the war in the Ukraine, or by hearing news that disturbs us, like the state of the economy, things that threaten our control, our status, our day-to-day life. Because we can take no direct action about the things we see on the news, our minds go into rumination or worry mode. This can further exacerbate our levels of stress and anxiety, all leading to chronic stress. And we all know that chronic stress contributes to mental health issues and physical health issues. We can do something about it. It can help if we do something, no matter how small, about the news that we're receiving. If constant news coverage of an issue makes you angry or anxious, perhaps the answer might be to get involved and do something positive. Because we tend to get more traumatized by events where we ourselves can take no action, it may help to do one small thing that could make a difference. For example, if we learn of the damages caused by wildfires, tornadoes, hurricanes, leaving people hurt and in need, we can make a donation to a charity, such as the American Red Cross, that will help with relief efforts. And we can remind ourselves that we've done something small to help. How do you use your news? Personally, I limit mine. I will turn it off. I also select my outlets, especially online sources that suit me. And by suit me, I mean that sensationalism does not. Factual and educational does. Regurgitation of rhetoric does not serve me well. I can feel myself becoming anxious when I'm exposed to that. I'm much more interested in understanding the psychology and the strategy of what they're reporting and the different ways that people will feel or react so that I can get better at what I do. I'm leaving you today with these thoughts and notions. We can make our own decisions about the news. We can become aware of hard and soft news and how it affects us personally. We can try and experiment with how and how much news we get. We can each decide what we want and employ what we want. More importantly, know that we do have choices and thus control over how we feel. To your good health with the news. Thanks, everybody.